Totems. Because we know it's going to be a difficult trip when we leave the other side and come here, we recruit a team of protectors from the other side to be with us every step of the way while we're gone. We choose a spirit guide, we choose a certain number of angels, and we choose a totem. Our totem is any member of the animal kingdom we choose to be our most loyal, constant companion away from home. Whichever glorious spirit beast we prefer, tirelessly standing guard over us, its pure, perfect, devoted heart utterly committed to our well-being. Animals are revered on the other side, understood for exactly what they are. Among God's most divine creations, incarnating one time purely for our benefit but never having to incarnate again because they already possess the sacred wisdom we keep coming back to search for. We would never consider venturing to Earth without our totem. And along with every pet we've ever owned in every lifetime we've lived on Earth, our totem is among the first to greet us when we complete our trip through the tunnel and arrive safely back home. Totems reveal themselves in any number of ways here on Earth. The most obvious is if there's a particular animal you find yourself inexplicably drawn to and/or fascinated by, whether or not you've ever actually owned one or, for that matter, seen one in person. I have a friend who's mesmerized by rhinoceroses and another one who collects any miniature representation of a pig he can get his hands on. And neither of them has ever been closer than Animal Planet to the real objects of their enchantment. Another manifestation that many of my clients have mentioned is a distant and completely incongruous animal sound during the night, a trumpeting elephant in the woods around a Canadian cabin, for example, or the indescribable shriek of a peacock during a red-eye cross-country flight. One client I'll always smile about never saw his own totem, a panther, but was constantly getting complaints from his landlord about the huge black cat that was so flagrantly visible in the front window of his no-pet apartment. As for those of you who have trouble believing you have a totem because you think you don't like animals, let me assure you that if you're here from the other side, you arrived with a chart, and if you arrived with a chart, you have a totem. To dislike animals and deny their sanctity in God's eyes is to turn your back on one of the greatest sources of loyalty and protection you brought with you from home. It's worth exploring and overcoming if you can, because you're needlessly depriving yourself. And isn't life on Earth tough enough without finding ways to make it even tougher?